One thing a lot of folks are really trying hard to do is give up smoking. And there is a bit of a tricky trick to it. Some can do it easy. Some really, really struggle with it. One thing that was touted as being an option, a bit of a helping hand, was the e-cigarette. However, they are currently banned. And there is a lot of talk that maybe they should not be banned from many psychiatrists at the moment. So from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, we've got Professor David Castle joining us about that. Good morning, David. Firstly, let's just go through the basics. What does make an e-cigarette different from regular cigarettes?
Well, good morning, and thanks for listening to what I have to say. E-cigarettes essentially are a form of nicotine delivery where there's a fluid which is essentially inhaled as a vapor. So that's what's sometimes called vaping. So you don't get any of the negative negative health effects of cigarette smoking, because most of the health risks associated with cigarette smoking are related to what are called aromatic hydrocarbons, which are in the tobacco itself or in the paper which wraps the cigarette. So you're really foregoing all of those risks and just delivering nicotine. That's not to say that nicotine itself has no risks, but it certainly seems that the overall health risks is very substantially less than with cigarettes themselves.
Okay, so that's some of the main differences there, and I guess if you are taking out a lot of the nasties, obviously not all, but a lot of them, straight away there's a benefit there. Are e-cigarettes seen as a delivery method to ultimately quitting, or is it just a case of swapping one for the other for most people?
Well, as a medical practitioner, obviously I would like, as my colleagues would like, is to not have people smoke at all,
sure.
and if we can get them off the very dangerous cigarettes onto an e-cigarette with a view to eventually coming off that as well. We believe that that's the way to go. I think in reality, some people will keep on smoking or vaping with an e-cigarette probably in the longer term, but we believe that that, as I said, carries much less risk than cigarette smoking. And, from a psychiatric point of view, our knowledge base is very clearly that our patients, certainly those with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, continue to smoke at very high rates, 60, 70, 80%. Whereas in the general population, you know, it's down to about 15%, 15%. And our patients have a very high risk of other cardiovascular risk factors like high hyperlipidemia, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes, and so forth. So they are dying at 20 years younger than they should. And the easiest, arguably easiest, most immediate way to change that risk is to get them off cigarettes. So that's where we're coming from.
There is quite an irony there, though, that the real thing, which we know has a lot more health risk, is quite readily available, and the thing that may not deliver quite the nasties has been banned. But I guess very quickly before...
Yes, it is an irony. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, just before I let you go, David, you mentioned that those with schizophrenia, etc., are smoking higher rates than the general public. What's the general thought on why that is?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, and one which we haven't really understood properly. It's a number of different things. Part of it is boredom. Part of it is people starting to smoke, unfortunately, in hospitals, although all of the psychiatric hospitals are now smoke-free. So that's less of an issue. Some just do it because of the comfort, I suppose, associated with the whole ritual. And also, nicotine has very powerful effects on the brain. One is highly addictive, as you know, so once you start, it's very difficult to stop. But also, it does seem to have some effects on cognition, as in ability to think clearly. And a lot of our patients have issues with thinking, so there's evidence to show that they actually use nicotine in part to deal with that. And that's another challenge for us as psychiatrists, is to look at maybe medications based on nicotine or the nicotinic pathways, which might be able to help with cognition, so they don't have to resort to cigarettes to get that effect.
David, we'll watch that with some interest. E-cigarettes, some interesting thoughts there. Should they be continue to be banned if they're not necessarily doing the nasties that the real thing is? Thank you, Professor David Castle from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists. 2NURFM, it's 25 past 11.